This is WCOOK coming to you live from Atlanta, GA. You are now tuned in to The Lioness Den with your host, Chinwe. And it's all brought to you by locally grown Black Girl Magic. Welcome to The Lioness Den. Welcome to The Lioness Den. We got Weezy on the mic and we might have a guest or two. Never know what she might do, but she always keeps it cool. Welcome to The Lioness Den. Welcome to The Lioness Den. Just a young black woman trying to make a difference. Sit and listen. Now let the show begin.
Hello. Yes, I know. Long time no see, long time no hear. What's up, y'all? This is Chinwe, aka Chinweezy, the hostess with the mostest, coming to you live from Atlanta, GA. Welcome to episode 14 of The Lioness Den. I've got so much to talk about, so much to share. I've been in South Africa for the past 3.5 weeks. Amazing. Did not want to come back. It's really a beautiful, beautiful place. I was visiting family, my mother's side of the family. They all live there. So it was nice to see thousands of cousins and my grandparents and aunts and uncles. And I attended a traditional South African wedding, which was really, really awesome. I went to the Mandela House in Soweto. We went to the Hector Peterson Memorial. We went to Durban to the beach. And that just goes to prove, and I'll talk about this in my Weezy Word of Wisdom, the things that are possible when you believe. And I mean, God just makes a way. But anyway, talk about that later. I've got a lot coming up in this show. A lot of been crazy stuff has been happening in America. I don't know what y'all been up to, but I'm going to talk about what's been happening in the past week, according to my Twitter feed. So stay tuned.
The Lioness Den is brought to you by CMC Productions, LLC, the only production company you need to be worried about. And if you would like more information on that production company, you can head on over to www.chinweezy.com.
So the first category that we're going to start with is what in the world. First off, let's talk about the Moon Man Award, which is an award handed out by MTV during their VMAs, their Video Music Awards. You get a Moon Man when you win an award. It's like a little statue of a man who's like on the moon placing a flag. I think it's like Neil Armstrong, right? But according to MTV's president, Chris McCarthy, he's changing that to be a Moon Person Award. I don't know what that means for what the statue will look like, but he's on this really big kick about making all people feel included, especially in award ceremonies, because, I mean, they are pretty gender binary. You have best actor, best actress, best hip-hop female artist, best hip-hop male artist, things of that nature. So he's trying to change the way award shows are done, starting with his own. I mean, you can't knock him from trying, but I don't know if that makes America kind of soft. Are we going to start nitpicking at every little thing? And, you know, I could be sounding a little insensitive, and I apologize if I do. I just feel like there are some things that aren't really that deep, but maybe they are that deep to some people, and that's why they feel the need to change them. But I just feel like we're headed in a society where everything you say will be offensive, and there won't really be a standard for what's politically correct, because everything will be politically incorrect at this stage. Also, there's this video on Twitter that I saw of a woman proposing to a man. This had to have been a prank. Hail to the Nah. The guy looked super excited. So people were saying that he was homosexual because he was like jumping up and down and stuff. But I'm not getting on my knee to propose to no man. And I just want to know, is this where we're heading in society where women are proposing to men? I don't know if this was a prank or not, but if it was for real, no. No, no, no. We are not doing this. We are not proposing to men. There are some things that have just been the way they have been since the beginning of time. And there are some things that there's just nothing wrong with, like a man proposing to a woman, like a man saying, hey, I vow to bring you into my family and for us to build a home together. And I'm acknowledging that you make me better. And that's why I'm asking you to be with me for the rest of my life. I ain't proposing to no man. And that, along with the whole moon man thing, just has me thinking, like, what in the world? Like, where are we headed as a society? Too much, my dad said, too much open mind makes the brain fall out. Just keep that in mind. Moving along, the next category of today's episode is called The Glow Up, featuring Beyonce and Rihanna. I'm sure everybody has seen that Beyonce and Rihanna are looking thicker than a snickle. Beyonce, you know, she dropped the twins in June and she finally, you know, showed the world what she's been working with. And the front and the back is popping. I think the old Beyonce is back, you know, pre-Dreamgirls. You know, once she's lost all that weight for Dreamgirls, Beyonce really hasn't had the same booty. But I think the booty is back. And I mean, that just makes me so happy because it's Beyonce. And then Rihanna, I mean, damn, girl, with the blue wig and all. I mean, I think the wig is dope. Rihanna can really do no wrong when it comes to her style. In my opinion, she just has that natural swag appeal. Rihanna's looking good. She was at Crop Over in her outfit. I don't know what they're called, costumes. Someone please correct me. But she was looking good. And they had this meme up of Drake and Chris Brown looking at their phones like, dang, I messed up. I slipped out. But I just really have this thing about black women in their 30s. Rihanna is 29, so she's creeping up on 30. Beyonce is 35. Allegedly, you know, there's rumors that that's her entertainment age. But anyway, black women in their 30s are prospering. 40s, 50s, 60s. Prospering. So don't ever feel the need, black women, to lie about your age or be offended when someone asks you how old you are. I don't think that that's offensive. They say you're not supposed to ask a lady. But I mean, black women look good the older they get. And I wrote a poem about it called Body Appreciation Post. It's on the lionessdenblog.com. I also want to give a shout out while we're talking about it to my new writer, Bianca Banks. She's been killing it. She's been writing these awesome, awesome posts on the lionessdenblog.com. So make sure you go check them out. And yeah. Oh, Cardi B. The princess of the glow up gang is Cardi B. I'm so proud of Cardi B. I saw someone say that it's like seeing your own family member come up. And Cardi B really is like seeing your own family member come up. She is the only member of Love & Hip Hop past and present, all seasons, all cities, to get a song on the Billboard Top 30. I'm talking about Bodak Yellow, the anthem for the summer. I don't go out that often, like at all. But Bodak Yellow makes me want to go to the club just so I can hear it and stomp around. Like, I saw someone say that they don't see the difference between Maya Angelou's Phenomenal Woman and Bodak Yellow by Cardi B, which might be an exaggeration, but I'm feeling that. I'm really feeling the song, and I'm really feeling Cardi B's glow up. Drake brought her out for OVO Fest. Meek Mill brought her out on stage to perform. So she's really killing the game, and shout out to Cardi B, man. All right, time for one of my favorite things of all time, Black Excellence. Yes, Insecure was renewed for a season 3, only 3 episodes into the new season. Congratulations to Issa Rae and Larry Wilmore. Poppin', poppin', poppin'. Oh, I do want to talk about where they were in the museum and they were taking the selfies in Insecure. And then the friend says, let's take a fun one. And everybody says no and walks away. I'm so here for no more let's take a fun one pictures. Can we all agree that let's just take our cute picture and keep it moving? Thank you. All right, cool. It's also official. August 4th will now be known as Barack Obama Day in Illinois. That's his birthday, and he's representing. Go Barry. Raise your right hand if you miss Barack Obama. I know, right? I mean, every day you just get reminded of how you don't know what you got till it's gone. Like, damn, Barry, we miss you. Come back. Speaking of former presidents and current presidents, let's talk about one current event, because I'm only talking about one, because I ain't even going to attempt to delve into any current president stuff. So we're just going to talk about some irony. California crops are rotting as immigration crackdown creates farm worker shortage. LOL. Basically, there are a lot of people who are Mexican-born who are leaving the country. It's not even so much as not being able to come into the country. A lot of people are leaving the country, which has subsequently caused two counties in California to suffer a $13 million loss because they don't have enough people to work the harvest. Okay, that's what y'all get. Everyone's going to be affected, though. Unfortunately, we're probably going to see vegetable prices go up in the near future. And farmers are even offering 401k pay leave off, increasing salaries just to entice people to come work on these farms. But Americans don't work on farms. It's like totally not like what we do. You know what I mean? So I know like the Mexicans are like taking all of our jobs and stuff, but those weren't the jobs that we were talking about. So we actually kind of do need them to come back so that way they can work on the farms. Is that okay? Can we do that? It's time for the fun part of the show. Let's talk about the artist shine of the week, which goes to Jean-Michel Basquiat. I don't know if people know, this wasn't really a big story. Maybe it was in like the super rich people artist community, but this didn't really make a lot of headlines. So I'm going to talk about it because it's major. So Basquiat, you know, Jay-Z talks about Basquiat a lot. He has a couple of his paintings. He unseated Warhol as America's most expensive artist. The painting, which is called Untitled, it's like a skull, and you know, he's like really abstract, and it's oil based and it's got spray paint on it. Sold for over $110 million to Yusaku Maezawa. And I mean, that's just black excellence all around. You know what I mean? So congratulations, Basquiat. He was born in 1960. He died in 1988. He was only 27 when he died from a heroin overdose. But at least his name, you know, will live in a legacy. I just thought it was interesting that these artists, they live such short lives. But he had already peaked at the age of 23 with his artwork. And I just think it's awesome that, you know, his legacy is still living on in a positive way, and that his art is more expensive and is more valuable than any other art. So congratulations for being the Artie Shine of the Week. And thank you for your contribution to the arts. So now it is time to do the Wheezy Word of Wisdom. And I'm going to talk about the things that Chinwe, she touched on in the beginning of the episode. So the Wheezy Word of Wisdom is talking about vision boards and seeing your vision board come to life and the things you need to make that vision board come to life. At the beginning of the year, Chinwe, she made a vision board with the different pictures of all the things she wants to accomplish, not necessarily for the year, but just for the time coming up. And within the next few months, she's seeing all these things come to life. Then she put the picture of the Durban beach on the background in her computer. And her mother called and said, hey, do you want to go to Durban? So just the way, if you believe and you work hard and you do your best, you're not going to be perfect, but you do your best to treat the people right around you. And even when you do things wrong, you try to learn from them and you apologize and you try to do better. Then God will acknowledge that and he will look out for you in ways that you cannot even imagine. And you will look at your vision board again one day and you will say, oh my God, it's like everything is coming into fruition. Everything that I set out to do is coming to life, and it can only be possible through the powers of God. Hard work, that ambition, that drive, that determination. There are so many young people that don't have any drive. They don't have any purpose. They have no idea They think they have an idea, but they don't know what they want to do. They don't know how they're going to get there. And you can't necessarily have this set plan. God will make the plan for you. You just have to work hard. And when you work hard, he will make everything come into play, and the plan will work itself out according to how he wants it to be done. So you just have to have faith and work hard and make your vision board. I'm telling you, the vision board does not lie. But okay, that's my wheezy word of wisdom. God bless. I hope y'all was listening, not only to the podcast, but all the messages that I'm trying to, you know, just from my life experiences. I'm not experienced. I'm only 23. But, you know, when you're 23, it kind of feels like you've been living for a long time, or you've just been doing a lot in those 23 years. And I hope it feels that way for everybody. And if you feel like, if you listening to this and you like, I mean, I don't really feel like I've been doing that much. Do you need to get your butt up and engage in some more activities? Find some hobbies. Idle Mind is a devil's workshop. So keep busy, keep occupied, never give up. Little by little until things, you know, make a big indent. That's the only way life works, is little by little. Some people have the cheat code. Some people, you know, have jump starts. But most of us have to work hard at things, and there's nothing wrong with that. So don't be afraid. I want to say thank you for listening to episode 14 of The Lioness Den. Make sure you follow me on Twitter and Instagram at @chinweezy_. Check out chinweezy.com. Cop you a Wheezy tee. Make sure you get one. Still got a few left. They've been selling like hotcakes this summer. So get them now. See what sizes are still left on there. Go get you one right now before they're gone. And make sure you head over to thelionessdenblog.com to check out our new poster, Bianca Banks, and to read the poems that I've put up there, Body Appreciation Post. I've also got a thought piece. Think piece? Thought piece. I got a think piece on me and my afro. I'm coming to terms with wearing an afro in life because it's just really easy to do, and I'm kind of loving it. So really interesting. Read my piece on that and how people, I kind of think about the people that are sitting behind me in class. I'm going to get my master's. Yay. I'm so excited, in African American studies. So I can't wait to share that information, what I'm learning, with you guys in my podcast. And I really just thank you all for tuning in and listening and supporting me and listening to my mixtape 84 Cent, which is available on SoundCloud, as well as my mixtapes. So make sure you check that out. Got some more music on the way. And I'm definitely going to be sharing more of pictures and my time in South Africa. So if you're interested in that, just make sure you stay tuned and log on to thelionessdenblog.com to keep up to date with all that stuff. So I bid you adieu. Thank you so much for listening. Be safe in these streets. Please, people are getting shot. People are getting killed. The world is crazy, but just be aware of your surroundings and get right with God. And be safe in these streets. All right. Wheezy out.